Well, welcome to Truth Talk. This is your host, Larry Bryant, and the truth is out there. Are you willing to seek it? If you are willing to seek the truth, you can find the truth. Today we're going to talk a little bit and might ramble a little bit, but hopefully it'll come together and make a little sense. We live in a crazy world. And I guess in one respect, it's always been crazy. It's always been bad. But, seemingly we can look around and we see a lot of craziness, a lot of things that don't make sense. And it's just that, it boils down to people just don't know God. They don't have God in their heart. And they're being deceived, and but sadly, even some Christians, aren't thinking completely accurate. We'll say they're not as mature as they should be in the world, in the Word, and therefore that helps to perpetuate a lot of things that goes on in the world. One of those things that we want to talk a little bit about today, we're talking about judgment, judging, and the scripture. First of all, when you read the scripture, you have to read it, with the Spirit. You can read the scripture just like a regular book, and you can get stuff out of it. I mean, the Bible is a good history book. We can learn a lot of history from it. You can read the Bible as a philosophy book, to learn philosophy. But to really, glean and, pull the total truth out of everything out of the scripture, you have to read it with a spiritual eye. You have to have your spirit man in tune and paying attention. We have to let our physical mind, our physical sense, be guided by our spirit man, by the Holy Spirit that lives within us, by being a Christian. And one of the areas that I think a lot of people are confused in today, is in judgment and judging. I can remember a few years ago, sort of the slogan was, don't judge me. Who are you to judge me? And all that, this and that. And to a certain extent, that's true, but that's not the total truth. So let's take a little bit closer look at that. I think sometimes Christians have even gotten wrapped up in that. And they probably, they look at Matthew chapter 7. Let me read the first couple of verses there. It says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." So a lot of people, a lot of Christians, will take that scripture and they'll look at what's going on in the world. They'll look at a lot of people doing the wrong thing, and they'll say, well, I can't judge them. And so, and that may be true on one level, and we'll get to that in a second. But they carry it on. They don't use good logic, and they say, since I'm not supposed to judge you, then whatever you do must be okay. Well, no, I'm not going to judge you. We're all free. We're all free moral agents. God has made us that way. But we can look at what people's doing. Are we supposed to judge good from bad? Evil from You know, are we supposed to judge you know, people that are abusing kids? You know, is that wrong or is that right? Well, I can't make a call on that. You know, that's, you know, a pedophile. Well, you know, he's just born that way. You know, he can't help it. Well, really? But that's sort of where we're heading to. There's a lot of people that are saying things like that now because we've sort of built up to it, because we've accepted, you know, a lot of things because we didn't want to judge. But is this what the scripture is actually saying, or are we only taking part of the scripture? You know, let me read a few verses here, and then we'll come back and comment on them. You know, we already read here in Matthew chapter 7, judge not that you be not judged. You know, for, you know, whatever judgment that you're judging with, you're going to be judged with that same judgment. Whatever measure you're using, it's going to be measured back on you. But let's look at Leviticus 19:15. It says, do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. John 7:24 says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Oh, righteous judgment. Yeah, we'll come back to that and try to draw out a better understanding of what that righteous judgment is. And if we jump over in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 2 and 3, it's asking a few questions here, you know, about judgment and judging. It says, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Yeah, also, do you not know that you will judge angels? How much more, you know, how much more things that pertain to this life? So there it looks like we're going to be judging. And, you know, how much more should we judge things that pertain to this life? Now, you know, we have to have a complete understanding of judgment. You know, some people will look at this, well, wait a minute, it's telling me, judge not that I'll, you know, so I won't be judged, but then it's telling me over here to judge, and, you know, that's a contradiction. Well, no, it's not. Scripture never contradicts itself. You know, God's not a schizophrenic. God's not going to say, you know, do this today, but, oh, you can't do that, you know, that's a sin. You know, or this is a sin today, but it's okay tomorrow. You know, God is continuous, but we have deeper revelation. You know, we do have grace, and we have a lot of things here, but we need to have a complete understanding of judgment. It's twofold. You know, just like Satan. Okay, Satan came to Eve and told her sort of a half-truth, you know, about God and the fruit and on the tree and stuff, and got Eve thinking, and you know, she's deceived. God doesn't want us to be deceived. You know, if there's confusion, that's not from God. God wants clarity. God wants you to have wisdom. God wants you to be able to see and understand, you know, His Word. So if you if you think that the scripture is contradicting itself, then that's a moment to pause, you know, and ask God for clarity. Say, God, I'm just not getting this. You know, help me. You know, help me to get this understanding. And ask, and it'll be given to you. God wants you to understand His word. So we're supposed to judge appropriately. You know, there's an appropriate way to judge, and there's a inappropriate way to judge. And so this "do not judge" is sort of referring to that inappropriate way. And let's go back here to we'll go back here to chapter 7 of Matthew, but let me make this statement. You know, we're not supposed to judge people, but we are supposed to judge actions. We're supposed to judge ideas. But also, before we look to judge an action or judge an idea, there's something else we need to judge first. And this is the hardest part. We're supposed to judge ourselves. And that seems to be missing a lot. You know, we need to judge ourselves, judge our own life. If we're judging our own life, we're not going to be so quick to try to judge other people's lives, because we all messed up, okay? Yeah, he might be doing something that I didn't do, but I might have done something that he didn't do. You know, we're all messed up, except by the grace of God, right? So let's look back here in chapter 7 of Matthew. First two verses told us they're not to judge. Same judgment we give out, we're going to get back and stuff. But then it didn't end there. You know, this is where a lot of people take things out of context, and you know, they'll read a little something in the Bible and then they'll want to run with that part. But that's only part of the truth. And they want to make a whole theology around that one little thing, but they're sort of taking it a little bit out of context. So, you know, verse 3 goes right along with those first two verses, and it says, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." So what's it telling us here? Hey, look, you better be looking at yourself. You know, don't be so quick to condemn other people. Don't be so quick to straighten up other people without straightening up yourself first. Oh, man, my brother's got that little speck. You know, he just got a real small speck there that's irritating the corner of his eye. But I got a big telephone pole sticking out of my eye, and I'm going to try to look to see to get that little speck out. Yeah, I better clear my vision first, right? So God's being real clear here. Hey, don't try to judge others when you're in worse shape than they are. You know, you're just being a hypocrite. You're being hypocritical. Not good. You know, it says, don't give what is holy to the dogs. Cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under your feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So you're trying to correct your brother over here on some little minor thing, and you got this big old problem in your life, and so you jump on your brother for this, and he turns around and eats you up. Well, I know you. Yo, you did this, you did that. And that's, you know, let's let the Holy Spirit work that good work within us. Yeah, we'll take a brief break here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Well, welcome back. You know, we're talking about a little bit of discernment and judgment, judging. You know, it is okay to judge appropriately, but not inappropriately. And part of that, we can judge actions as being a right or wrong action. We can judge ideas as being a right or wrong idea. But remember, we have to first judge ourselves. Well, you can say, well, what makes this right and what makes that wrong? Well, our correct judgment, is determining righteousness or unrighteousness, and that is based on Bible standards. You know, the Bible lets us know what is right and what is wrong. You know, that determines righteousness and unrighteousness of an idea, or the righteousness of a behavior. It's not pointing fingers. We're not supposed to point fingers at people. And when we do, you know, if you ever think about it, you know, if you cup your hand and point your finger, I think there's three of them pointing right back at you. So every time you point your finger, you know, you kind of remember that. Anytime you want to point your finger at somebody, oh, there's three pointing back at you, so there's probably a whole lot more in your life that you could need to address first. Okay, that's what we was talking about there. You know, don't be so anxious to, correct other people when you haven't really corrected yourself. It's not good, and it's not going to end well for you. But it is okay, and for a lot of people, that's hard. You know, it's hard for them to separate the action of the person with the person themselves, you know, the soul, you know, the spirit of that person, the spirit man, as compared to the actions that they are doing. Do we discern, what is right and wrong? You know, we have to discern what's right and wrong. You know, there's some people that's telling us, well, you know, pedophile, they just can't help that. You know, they're just born that way, so it must be okay. No, no, that's not righteous. That's unrighteousness. You know, so you have to judge things according by the standard of the Bible standards. How can you judge things by Bible standards if you don't really have much biblical knowledge? It's kind of hard to do. You have to have biblical knowledge to start with, and that's the first thing that you need to do as a believer. You need to start getting into the Word, and we all do it at different styles, different rates. But the main point is, you need to study the Word of God some. I'm not saying that you have to spend 8 hours a day every night to, studying your Bible. That's not what I'm saying. But you need to listen to a few sermons every now and then. You know, maybe when you're driving, you know, you can listen to a religious podcast or something. You know, listen to, oh, the Bible is read now. You can listen to the Bible being read. You know, get into the Word a little bit. Get that biblical knowledge. And then once you have biblical knowledge, though, we have to combine that with fortitude. Yeah, we have to have fortitude to not ignore you know, some of the things, some of the sin that's going on in the world. But we also have to have the biblical knowledge and the fortitude to avoid that sin. You know, sin wants to draw us in. Well, you know, it's one thing to know, well, yeah, I know I shouldn't do that, but I went and did it anyway. Yeah, I mean, we've all been there, okay? But over time, that biblical knowledge, you need to develop the fortitude, you know, to avoid sin. Be smart enough to not let you get yourself into certain situations. Like, for example, Billy Graham. I remember hearing about one of the things that Billy Graham did from the beginning of his ministry, which was smart, you know, is that he wouldn't allow himself, you know, to be alone, you know, with a female. You know, somebody wanted to come talk to him, a female needed to come talk to him, and somebody else was there too. Okay. That's pretty smart, really, because think about in today's world, you know, somebody just says something. May not be, you know, maybe totally false, but somebody says something, and so people start to believe that. And, you know, if it's just you say, I say, you know, it's just your word against mine. But if you got corroborating witnesses, that helps it out a little bit. You know, so we can avoid sin by having biblical knowledge and a little wisdom and fortitude. You know, avoid judging to make us feel superior to other people. Lots of people that judge other people, that's a way for them to feel like, well, I'm better than them. Look what you're doing, you know. You put somebody else down to make yourself feel big. No, that doesn't work. You know, we have to have the ability to be merciful and forgiving. You know, let's look over in Romans chapter 14, and we'll look at verses 1 through 13 real quick. Here it talks about the law of liberty. It says, receive one who is weak in faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. For God has received him, and who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls indeed. He will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. It says, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes a day, observe it into the Lord. He that does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and give God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that we might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For he shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it's written, every knee shall bow to him, and every tongue shall confess to God. But then each of us shall give account to himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. Yeah, you know, too many times people get so upset because somebody doesn't believe exactly the way they believe. Well, listen, I believe the way I believe because I believe that's the correct way. I'm open to sit down and discuss scripture with people. I like to do that. I like to see why people think the way that they think on the Word of God or on other things as far as that goes. And if they can show me where I'm wrong, I have changed my mind. As I grew up in one denomination, and now I'm in a non-denominational church. There's nothing wrong with that denomination I grew up with. It's a good denomination. As a matter of fact, I went from that denomination to a different denomination before I come to the non-denominational. Each of those denominations are good. There's good people in both of them. Okay, they may be a little thing here or there in any denomination that I might not totally agree with. I think, well, I don't know about that. But what's the real cuff of it? You know, it's okay. Do you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus? You know, do you believe in the sinless life of Jesus? Do you believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Well, if you do, we're brothers. You know, we're brothers in Christ. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it does matter, but it doesn't matter, if that makes sense, that you might see one part of the scripture just a little bit different than how I see it. What did it just say there? Yeah, it pretty plain, you know. Okay, if you know, it's talking about, okay, one guy thinks that, well, you know, I it's not right for me to I can't eat meat. You know, I can't eat pork. Okay, you don't eat pork. Fine, I'm going to eat pork. Yeah. So don't get hung up on our differences. Okay, let's have unity in how we are alike, and we're all God's servants. Okay. Like I said, who are you to judge another servant? Who am I to judge another Christian? Who am I to judge that denomination? Yeah, I might point out some things that I disagree with them with, but that's an idea, okay? That I'm not condemning them. I'm not judging them. You know, there's going to be people that goes to heaven, out of all the denominations, I believe. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, nobody in that denomination can be saved. Well, that's a foolish statement. You know, God works on the hearts of the individual, and there's good people that sincerely love God and are trying to follow Him to the best of their ability, and God recognizes that. And so, yeah, let's don't be judgmental in that respect, but we can, you know, have some judgment on ideas and actions if it's righteous or not. So till next time, this is Larry Bryant with Truth Talk.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax-deductible. Join us as we change the world.